Well, here Jesus continuing to talk to the apostles specifically as he's sending them out. We heard last week the initial part of his discussion with them, telling them to go out and cure every disease and illness, basically, raise the dead, cast out demons. He also then talks about having them preach and teach. And so this is part of that dialogue with them, where he really wants to encourage them and say really how much they're loved, how much God loves them. You're worth more than many sparrows. He's really encouraging them, giving them confidence and support in the Lord. Now, that's one of the things about, about us being Christians, followers of the Lord. God loves every being, every creature God makes. He loves that being. Now, even the evil angels, he loves them still. He holds them in existence. But then, certainly, those that follow after him, that acknowledge him as Lord and King and give their allegiance to the Lord, he loves them in a certain sense more. They can receive more. They're responding to his love. So they can, he loves them very much. So I think that's one of the things to remind ourselves that, when we follow after the Lord, when we do those things we're called to do, the love of the Lord really, it's really the love of the Lord that's coming into us and then spewing out of us. It's the Lord's love that we're showing. So we have to be mindful about that. Again, we're worth more than many sparrows. So Jesus really wants to encourage his apostles, and he encourages us to follow after him. And part of that, is again for us to acknowledge and have faith and trust in the Lord. If we're following after him, we're loving him, we're responding to his love, he's going to help us through whatever comes our way, to have that kind of confidence and trust and hope in the Lord. Whatever comes our way, difficulties, struggles, ups, downs, these kind of things, God's going to give us what we need to get through that. So be mindful about that. And even, when we have struggle and difficulties, it's just like we might wonder where the Lord is. But in part, it's purifying our love. How much do you really love me, the Lord can say to us. How much do you really care and love me? Do you really trust me? I'm going to give you this and that. And yeah, how much do we really love him? That's one of the things, about if, people go off the track, they're away from the Lord. The Lord lets them be in turmoil, in part so that they can turn back to the Lord. We see this over and over again with the Israelites in the Old Testament. Moses had told the Israelites, hey, follow the dictates of the Lord. Follow what the Lord has asked, and you will be blessed. If you don't, you're not going to be blessed. You're going to go off course. And so this happens over where the Israelites, they're with the Lord, but then they fall away, and bad things happen. And then they turn back to the Lord. It's like, Lord, we sinned. We turned away from you. And they turn back. So letting someone go off by themselves and off the track, the Lord actually is loving them because that maybe moves them back on. Helps them realize, you really need me. You need my help and strength. You need my love. So I think that's important for us to be mindful about. To have confidence and trust in the Lord. And really to ask ourselves, in various circumstances that we face our lives, how can I really please the Lord? If we love the Lord, we want to please the Lord. Now, the Lord doesn't need anything. We need the Lord. And to respond and please the Lord. How can I please the Lord with my life? That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is fear of the Lord. It's not fear of hell. I mean, that's if that's going to work for you, it's better to not go to hell and, obviously to be afraid of hell. But more, fear of the Lord is I'm afraid to do something that would offend the Lord, that would displease the Lord. I love the Lord so much, I don't want to displease the Lord. It's like a spouse, I want to do what's best for my spouse and I want to please them. Or, a son or daughter to a father or a mother. I want to please my dad and mom. The same for us with God. We're called to be childlike. I want to please the Lord with what I do, with my life. Offer it up to my Lord. So that's something for us to look at. How can I please the Lord in a greater way in my life? And then, we can be afraid of various things, Why are we afraid of standing up for the faith if maybe we are fearful? Why am I afraid? What do I need to be afraid of? Have confidence in the Lord. Partly if we don't stand up for the faith, if we kind of cower when we're challenged about our faith, that cowering can actually get worse, right? It's like we give a little bit here, and then next time we give a little bit more, and the next time we give more. It's just like, so what can happen is we gradually become weaker. So one of the things is to not cower. It's like, you know, give me courage and strength, Lord, to stand up for the faith. What am I afraid of? With you as my Lord and God, you're all powerful. You'll help me. So not to cower in the faith. And then, you know, sometimes we're afraid of being rejected, you know, certainly by others. It's just like, why am I afraid of being rejected by others? You know, if what I'm doing, if I'm following the Lord, I'm doing the right thing. They're actually, if they're challenging me and not accepting of the ways of the Lord, yeah, they're going to be rejected. And why would I want their respect anyway? I mean, certainly, you know, family members, we want them to love us. We want them to respect us. We want people, other, you know, friends to respect us. But if they're not following the Lord, you know, to ask the question, why do I want their respect? Do I not have a confidence in the Lord? Do I not have a proper self-love of myself? Am I not loving myself properly? Loving ourselves properly is certainly knowing that we're meant for the Lord. We're meant for God. And to acknowledge that, it's just like, no, I love the Lord. And this person, they're not, you know, if they don't respect me or they reject me, that's okay. It actually might help them, move them to the Lord. So something for us to think about, you know, why am I afraid of being rejected by others? Do I have a proper love of the Lord? And another thing, you know, persecutions. It's like we can be afraid of persecution. Now, I'm not saying we should go out and like, hey, persecute me. I love it. No, persecutions are challenging, obviously. But you think about it this way. You know, there's persecutions that happen to us daily or, you know, every now and again. It's just like, why am I afraid of them? Certainly, they're maybe painful. They may be someone attacks me or I may get hurt. But in the end, it's like, hey, I'm being persecuted for the Lord. And we could say, you know, one of the horrible persecutions that can happen is obviously if someone ends up in hell for the rest of eternity and being persecuted, it's horrible. Horrible hell. It's like a continuous eternal persecution. So it's like, no, I don't want that. I'll take the persecutions that come my way, these persecutions that eventually will pass. I'll take those and offer those up to the Lord and allow the Lord to help me in them. Give me strength and courage. So if we have a confidence in the love of the Lord, how much the Lord loves us, we know that God will help us. The Lord will help us in rejections, persecutions, all these things. He will help us. God is all powerful, all loving. So he's going to help us. He's going to give us strength and courage. So to not be afraid, we're worth more than many sparrows.